You're listening to SBS News.
The war in Afghanistan has condemned former soldiers Sahal Nasseri, Aminullah Arsalan and Mohammed Salem Oria Kale to ongoing suffering. They've lost limbs, their country, their family life, and as the war comes to a gut-wrenching end, they're losing hope. Mr. Arsalan says he never thought the 20-year conflict would end with the Taliban back in control.
The way it's ended is extremely traumatic. We have lost a lot of people in the war, and also many have been injured. I fought and have also lost my leg for that government.
As members of the Afghan army, they and their families are pursued relentlessly by the Taliban. Mohammed Salem Oria Kale has come under attack three times. The first time, a militant opened fire on his family, causing injuries. He fled, but the Taliban tracked him down, planting an explosive in his car, which detonated, sending shrapnel through his body.
The third time they put explosives in my car, it blew up, but I wasn't inside the car.
When the men came to Australia in 2018 to compete in the Sydney Invictus Games, they never boarded the plane back home. In 2019, they were granted permanent residency, and Mr. Nasseri says they've been fighting to bring their wives and children here ever since.
Considering how dangerous the situation is, I used to see a psychologist once a month, but now I see them every week. I can't sleep properly, and my concerns have grown.
The Australian government has been processing their visas for 2 long years. Alison Batterson is the immigration lawyer representing the families. She says despite warnings of Afghanistan's rapid unravelling, the applications were never formally approved.
I'm very critical of the Australian government that even if they couldn't foresee the speed at which Kabul fell, that they could see that Afghanistan was deteriorating back into a state that would eventually be controlled by the Taliban.
Ms. Batterson stresses that over the past 2 weeks, the Australian government has worked very hard to try and evacuate the families. But in the end, she says it was an impossible task.
We were told that people with valid visa applications, of which the Invictus Games families had, could go to the airport and they would be processed inside the airport. But you were telling mothers with young babies, you know, not even toddlers yet, babies, to run the gauntlet of Taliban cattle prodding, whipping. If you were by yourself with children, you stood no chance.
Mr. Oria Kale says his wife and 4 children had been at the airport for days trying to get on an evacuation flight. His young daughter was injured in the chaos.
At the airport gates, there were thousands of people waiting. My family has been there morning until evening and nothing happened.
On Thursday, amid increasing warnings of an attack, he told them to leave. They did. An hour later, the suicide bombing took place. Mr. Nasseri and Mr. Arsalan's families also narrowly missed the explosion. Now they're pleading with the Australian government to find another way to get their loved ones to Australia safely. SBS has contacted the Department of Immigration, but is yet to receive a response.
If anything happens to them, if they get killed, I have no life. Life is meaningless for me sitting here.
There is only so much heartbreak that they and all of Afghanistan can endure. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.